If you ask acting CEO Shaquita Stevenson what's going on at Neon, the first thing she mentions is a merger with Stanford's CTE. That brought both anti-poverty agencies under one roof in 2012.
Within that major restructuring, there's financial challenges that have been an impediment for both of the organizations.
That restructuring was supposed to help the agencies combine services and save costs. But now Neon is facing a $1.3 million deficit. The State Department of Social Services has even had to step in to help Neon meet its latest payroll. Stevenson, who was controversially promoted to her current role 5 weeks ago, says another reason for the tailspin is that local leaders have withdrawn support.
Neon did not receive $1.3 million in 2011 from Norwalk and then again in 2012.
She says the agency could have reduced services to needy families, but instead,
we continue to provide the educational services to our families because we understood what happens to a mom or dad who no longer has childcare.
Neon started to see red, a lot of it. But Norwalk Board of Estimate Chair Fred Wilms says the agency's financial troubles have been longstanding. In 2011, an audit found Neon had mismanaged hundreds of thousands of federal Head Start dollars. Wilms says that doesn't instill confidence.
We have an obligation to the taxpayers of Norwalk to make sure that their dollars are wisely spent.
Wilms says Neon does provide important social services. That's why the city, back in January, provided a roadmap to help Neon right itself. He'd like to see Neon follow the financial practices of Norwalk Senior Services, the Human Services Council, or a dozen other nonprofits the city funds.
All of these entities provide clean audited reports, have best management practices. It's only natural that, you know, the taxpayers' money is going to be directed towards entities that are well-run, well-managed.
Five of its new board members recently resigned, including the former chair, citing transparency and management issues. Stanford businessman Michael Berkoff remains on the board. He concedes there's been turmoil, but hopes the eight cities and towns Neon serves will soon see change.
That was in the past, and we're looking for the future. I now have taken over as chairman. And in the last 2 weeks, we have done a tremendous amount of work with the accounting department, with management.
But the agency can't pay its vendors. It recently announced cuts of $2.5 million through layoffs and trimming programs. Last Friday, the State Department of Social Services deemed Neon an, quote, agency in crisis, end quote. It issued an audit and required comments back in 2 weeks. And the Department of Corrections terminated a longstanding contract that supported a work release program for 45 people in Norwalk. Former board member Susan Weinberger was among the five who recently resigned. She says Neon won't change without a change at the top.
My optimism has been dashed over the last couple of months because I watched the current management team simply blame others for the state of affairs without accepting their own responsibility.
Stevenson says Neon is working to correct decades of mismanagement, and she says she's very clear to the board on where Neon is headed.
See, I know my value, and I know wherever I go, I'm going to make it successful because my thing is positive energy brings positive outcomes.
Neon's board is currently one short of its required 15 members. Neon expects to close that gap by the end of the week. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.